Like so many of us, Noodle, a 13-year-old pug with an adorable drooping frown, loves sleeping and hates getting out of bed. But unlike most of us, Noodle is TikTok's newest viral sensation.
There once was a pug that could foresee if our day ahead was merry or bleak. Every day all of TikTok asks,
is it a bones day or no? Woof! Noodle, the pug so cute, for our mental health we look to you. Oh, isn't a bones day, so back into bed we go.
Every morning, Noodle's owner Jonathan Graziano plays this game. He lifts Noodle up from his bed and holds his breath as he awaits the great pug decision. If Noodle stands up, it's a bones day. If he sags and crumples, well, you know. Now, if you, like me, need a bit of translation on what all this means, Graziano is here to help.
Okay, so a bones day is, obviously, it's amazing Noodle's got bones. So that's a day that people have sort of taken to mean, you know, it's a carpe diem kind of thing. If it's a bones day, you know, you're going to get out of bed early. You're going to, you know, tackle that project you've been putting off. A no bones day is a day for self-care and is a day to be kind to yourself. You feel free to lay in bed if you need to, you know, wear your sweats. Use the bath bomb that you have, you know, just take care of yourself, self-care, that kind of thing.
While it might seem silly, Noodle has struck a chord with millions of TikTok viewers, many of whom now plan their days according to Noodle's forecasts.
I can tell you that the worst part about moving to Ireland is that we're at a 5-hour difference. So I have to wait until 3 o'clock every day to find out if it's a bones day or not, which is far too late in the day. Things have already begun. I need to know the state of the pug.
Now, Noodle's owner says he never intended for all this to go viral. Yeah, they all say that.
I had absolutely nothing to do with the whole fortune-telling aspect of this. And I just wanted to share these, you know, silly videos of this dog that I love very much. It took until there was the very first bones day. There was the very first day where he had bones. And I was, you know, I get really surprised. So I was genuinely surprised when it happened. And I shared that on TikTok, and people immediately started to take it as a sign of what now a bones day means. They took it as a sign of, oh my gosh, it's a bones day. We're going out on a date. He's become the new Puxatawny Phil. He's become the people's horoscope.
Graziano says Noodle has become a popular sensation because people are just eager for some positivity in a pandemic full of darkness.
In 10 years, when there is a retrospect, you know, when we do the Noodle, the no bones retrospective, and we learn all about the actual like socioeconomic impact of this, I think it all just boils down to joy is elusive on the internet, and a lot of news sharing is very negative. And this is just like a fun, happy thing that I'm so grateful to know that people have latched onto.
Of course, the one burning question is, has this gone to the dog's head? You know, his Noodle?
He started to get a lot more attention when we go outside. So I've noticed that the more people that walk by him and don't pet him, the more hostile he becomes towards them. So I don't know if fame has changed him, but he certainly has recognized that he's entitled to a lot more pets from a lot more people.
And Scott, we've got to get our dogs in on this action. You know, our dog is 13 years old, Biscuit. I mean, it's kind of a no bones day for him every day.
Same in my house, boneless. We have a 16-year-old dog, small white dog, Duke, and he's lying down as we speak like he does every morning. I do have to say, I love your dog's name. Biscuit is also the name of the mascot for my favorite hockey team. As you may know, Biscuit is another word for puck.
Well, that is lovely. Duke's got to wake me up on video conference every day. I'll get Biscuit on the line for you, too.